Hey guys, it's Maggie, getting across campus one pep talk at a time. Today's pep talk is on figuring out your friendships and finding your tribe, especially on a college campus. I know that friendships at any age can be challenging or confusing, but it's just a totally different layer on a college campus where you're kind of coming into a big group of people, maybe all by yourself, and there's just a lot of dynamics with how much growth and transition and transformation is going on. So there's definitely a lot happening when it comes to college friendships. Like the big sister I am, I have some tips on this. And whenever I work on friendships with my college students, I always have them start back at the beginning. Well, maybe not at the beginning, but whenever I'm talking about creating really fulfilling, healthy friendships, I ask my students what their relationships were like in high school. This is what I call your high school friendship story. What's the story you tell yourself around your high school friendships? And I know for myself, when I was in high school, I always wanted a group of friends. I wanted like a big group to like go to parties with or hang out with or whatever. And instead, I had a bunch of good friends in a bunch of different groups. And then when I got to college, I wanted that same thing. I wanted a big group dynamic and be part of a big group of friends. But I found myself in the same pattern. And you know, was friends with a bunch of different people in a bunch of different places. And sometimes we carry our high school story into our college friendship story, and sometimes it deserves a rewrite. You get to rewrite it. So when I looked into my story about how I had lots of different friends in lots of different places, but not one big friend group, I decided that I didn't necessarily want to rewrite the story. I wanted to shift the way I was looking at the story because in the end, I really value depthful, open friendships, and I wasn't finding that with a whole big group of people, that people were more available to be authentic with me when we were more on a one-on-one basis and that it was like a smaller hang. So I really came to peace with my high school story and into my college story where I want this big group of friends and became really satisfied with the friendships I had that were supportive, depthful, and really loving instead of having maybe a bigger group where not everyone was on the same page as me. But this conclusion I did not reach easily. It came after pain of feeling like there was something wrong with me, not having a big group of friends, or wanting what I didn't have. It came from a place of being really content with what was going on because I really got to know myself. And that's sort of the second part of figuring out your fulfilling friendship stuff. It comes from really knowing yourself and knowing what you need in friendships. So if you have a second right now, think about three things that you really value or that you're looking for in a friendship. So for me, I really value loyalty or someone that has my back and someone that'll listen to my mentor ideas or help me with my business stuff. So I really like someone that's loyal and has my back. I really like someone that's depthful and authentic. So someone that's willing to be, you know, their full selves because I want to feel comfortable being my full self. And if someone's being sort of fake, I sometimes feel like I have to be fake and I just don't want to do that in my friendships. And the last part is I want someone that's like willing to laugh and have fun and be silly and just, you know, have a good time. And when I have girls do this exercise, I'm like, okay, so what are the three things you really want in a friendship? Then I always ask, how can you be that for yourself first? In order to have really great friendships with other people, you have to be a really great friend to yourself first. So if you want friendships that are supportive, you have to be supporting yourself first. If you want friendships that are loyal, be loyal to yourself. If you want authentic friendships, be honest with yourself. If you want fun friendships, have fun with yourself. You know, I keep asking myself what sounds fun when I feel kind of heavy or stuck or stressed. I try to bring some lightheartedness into it. When you're able to be these things for yourself, first, you fill yourself up, you fill your confidence up that way, but then you actually have that stuff to give. When you're supporting yourself, you have the ability to support others. When you're loyal to yourself, you have the ability to be loyal to others. When you feel really great in yourself, you are able to, you know, be a great person to other people. My mentor, Gabby Bernstein, always says that when you shine, you give other people permission to shine too, and the same thing goes for friendships. A funny thing happened when I started putting all these different tools into place was that, you know, I graduated college and I started dancing in a dance company in New York City for fun. You have to say for fun here in New York City because there are so many dance companies that are professional. And although we're really good, it's still just for fun. It's not professional. And through this dance company, I found myself in a big group of friends. And a big thing that I attribute to getting into this big group of friends is that we all came together out of a similar passion. Having graduated college and still really loved to dance, we wanted to make the same commitment to it that we had our whole lives, but we had jobs and different responsibilities going on, but we still wanted to keep up this, you know, passion in our lives of dance. And when you come together with like-minded individuals, it's hard not to make friends in this kind of setting. And I was able to find that group of friends that fit all the things that I had wanted in a group of friends. One, because I'd let go of some of that high school story. Two, because I was being what I felt like I needed. And three, we came together in a really like-minded way. So whenever I'm giving advice to college girls on how to make more friends on campus, I always tell them, go do the things that you're interested in. You don't have to have been doing it your whole life, although that was helpful in dance because we each had the same amount of connection to it, but that when you go try or do or seek out the things that you're interested in, you can't help but be brought together with people who found themselves in the same place. And you might have to try a bunch of different things before you totally hit it off. I had to sort of wait till I was in my 20s to find that big group of friends. But you will be drawn to people that are interested and willing to put in the same amount of time into things that you are, and you just totally increase your chances of meeting people that way. So that's my little pep talk on friendships for today. I'm sure I'll do more sort of on this topic, but I hope you enjoyed it. And for more on my mentoring work, you can head over to my website, which is www.maggiedepasquale.com.